Good day, everybody. So, there's a live podcast company out there called Moment House. Now, I don't know who they're working with. The two that I became very aware of was Trash Tuesday and Good For You with from Whitney Cummings. Now, Whitney Cummings did a better job of selling the her live podcast to me than Trash Tuesday did. Not Trash Taste. Trash Taste is three guys in Japan talking whatever. So, Trash Tuesday was Annie Letterman, Esther Pavitsky, Kalila Kuhn from Tiger Belly. And there were certain things that were possibly going to happen that I really had no interest in seeing. Like that was like, that was three women on a girls trip that I was like, nope, I don't need to know. However, Whitney and Bert together, like, they have a series of podcasts over the years that are just nice, and they kind of balance each other out, because Whitney has the ability to just, like insert herself into, cannibalize the conversation, as Bert would call it, and Bert is a fucking bulldozer when it comes to, it's like trying to get him to like not talk or whatever. He casts awake. So it was last minute. I was like, "How much is it? $20 altogether? Fine, let's go." And I'm not going to tell you guys everything that happened. However, I am going to describe the experience of it, just so if anyone ever, so supposedly these are happening more. Just so you guys can know what you're getting into. Enjoy the ad. So, let me start off with the technical stuff. Basically, it was a souped-up Zoom where you pay, and they call their things moments. Enter the moment. So, you hit the button, you hit it on mute, and I'm guessing you have a structurally sound way of getting in. Now, the podcast lasted at least 3 hours. Like, there was probably some 3 hours and change, but the in terms of audio, the audio never failed. Audio, you could always hear who was talking. You could, it was never like buzzy or glitchy. However, I don't know if it was my phone, I don't know if it was my Wi-Fi, I don't know what set it off, but at the midway point, that frame rate slowed down, the screen would freeze, like people would be talking. I don't know if this wasn't such a big Twitter event. There was no hashtags, there was no this is not the first live podcast Bert's done in a studio. In terms of my luck with those, I've never had the issue of not being able to get into one of them. Supposedly, like, Tom Segura is the guy in charge of his for the Two Bears, One Cave live podcast and the Your Mom's House live podcasts. I think he's done, eight of them altogether. I want to say, three for Two Bears and five for Your Mom's House. I don't know how many altogether he's done for, because he has other podcasts on his platform, so. Like I said, very lucky. The frame rate issue aside, I got to hear everything. I got to see the 95% of the show. So the podcast itself, it started off with Bert, Whitney, Emily Noonan, and Grace, Whitney's assistant, just at a table hanging out. There was alcohol and there was weed. And I will say this, Bert brought a comically hilarious large pre-roll, and Whitney, in her attempt, I don't think she was smoking it, because either she had it pinched, or because like when you have a pre-roll, like it's like two fingers, you hold it like a cigarette, maybe use your thumb for balance, but Whitney was holding it like, like how do you describe this? Like, you know, like in the movies when the assassin has the knife and they have the knife blade down and out so that it's away from them, but it's not like a small sword. It's like it's a backwards grip or something like that. I don't know how you would describe it, but I am really looking forward to seeing what screenshots and what memes get clipped and put out there in order to sell the next one, because supposedly there's going to be two more at least because of contracts. So having Bert on there was a very smart idea, because Bert is a natural podcaster. He has the ability to see dead air, acknowledge it, but he can just have things grow, or he can just take control of things and just have that. And these were the things that happened inside the podcast that were, for me, highlights. Whitney holding an incredibly large joint that I don't think she was smoking, because when Bert took a hit, it showed up on camera when he exhaled. Whitney, when she took a hit, nothing. I didn't see nothing. But they're starting off with weed, tequila, Juneshine, edibles. I knew that whoever stuck around for the last hour, whatever the last hour would be, was gonna get either their money's worth or they're gonna see something. So Whitney set up games. Wanted to do Would You Rather, the Fuck, Marry, Kills, took questions, which, by the way, there was some nice surprises that I didn't realize was going to be there. So to start off the show, Esther Pavisky was manning the computer and taking fielding questions and reading comments out loud. So there was a chat going on. I don't know how big of a chat it was, but apparently it was a mostly positive chat, because here's the great way to get rid of haters. If they hate you enough, they're not going to give you $20 to see your show. Just have that. So Whitney, is like a format, but also person, but also doesn't. She gets bored too easily. She she cuts things off right before a flower, just as it's about to bloom. It's like I'm bored of this. It's taking too long. And there was a couple of those. Then the other thing Whitney will do is Whitney loves to go to the uncomfortable situation and just push for it. Because I don't know if that's her definition of good content, but there was this one moment where it was on full display where she was asking somebody when were you really mad at me? And it's like, if you know that's the question, and you know it's still a raw subject, and then you have, like, a mechanism put in there so that if you don't want to talk about it, like, it's, like, strip truth or dare, which, by the way, no one told that to Bert, so he showed up in a shirt and pants. So he, when he went shirtless, he doesn't wear underwear, folks. So there was a couple situations where it's like, I really don't want to see Bert naked, but it could go this way. What else? Might as well talk about it. At one point, Whitney was talking, like, as a, like, they were kind of joking around with the people, like, business managers, and it's like, truth or dare, like, let me see your phone, let me text somebody. As a joke, there was, like, Whitney was, like, I'm gonna, like, give my assistant and my showrunner a raise, and by the end of the night, they deserve that raise because Whitney left her own devices, I think, would do self-destructive behavior, because there's a handful of third rail conversations that like, she walked herself right up to, and I think Emily and Grace, the people helping her out there, pulled her back, and even Bert was like, you do not want to go here. So, I'll tell the audience, you guys, one of the third rails. The other one you could probably guess. Whitney has family issues, let's say. And Whitney has a sister who is, I believe, older than her. And Whitney's sister, I've seen on other podcasts before. And if you don't know, Misery Loves Company is a podcast. And it is one of the saltiest comedians running it. Good guy, funny as hell. However, when he had Whitney's sister on, it was, the premise of it was like, oh, you have a famous brother? Oh, you have a famous sister? And they're both comedians? Which, by the way, Kevin Brennan is a comedian. Let me say that up front. But, like I said, he just, the guy is a walking flamethrower. It's like, oh, wow. I didn't realize I was setting flames to everything. I was, okay, over here. All right. That's on fire now. So, Whitney was talking about that for a quick second, and everyone was like, we're not talking about this. Next question, someone do something. Let's take a drink, which... Let's take a drink is, it never solves the overall problem, but it'll just, like, it gives you the window to just distract people. So, let's see now. Would I buy, this again? It's a $20, it was a, at the time, $20 podcast. It was Bert, it was, I'll say this, I would rather pay $20, sit at home, maybe have a watching party with people. I would pay $20 to sit at home, have a conversation where I don't need to catch every single thing. I don't have a rewind button, by the way, so it's live. I can rewatch it all week for 7 days, as far as I know. I kind of want to download it just so that I have it for posterity, but because, wow, this was a fun one, and it's not like we saw anything crazy. I mean, like, Whitney had a professional piercing artist on hand so that if anyone got dared to get like a nose or an eyebrow or a lip ring, that they would have to do it. But the... Instead of spending double the money for to travel to go to a theater to see bits, which by the way, like I'm a fan of seeing that too, but comparatively speaking, it's easier to do this, and I'm hoping that other podcasts do it, it was funny when I think Whitney was like trying to explain that she was like the first one doing it to Bert, who by the way, he was on the first live podcast, not the first live podcast, but like the pandemic, your mom's house, like live shows. He was one of them. Christopher Titus was doing some with Ron Funches and Fortune Feimster. So other people were doing it. Let's be real here. I'll give Moment House credit. I don't know what their traffic was like, but at no point did the stream stop. It froze up a little bit, but the sound was still there. So in terms of just them being good at, because apparently a couple of the Two Bears ones were. They needed to be upgraded just because the show out was just that incredible. So, if you guys get a chance, go watch it. It's at momenthouse.com. Just search Whitney. Peace.